So I've cut out a circle of the top of a deer skull and then put it in an old pocket watch, turned it into a pendant. Try to keep everything natural. I don't do too much painting of skulls just because I like the natural look, but a lot of people buy skulls from me to paint, so I leave that up to them. Cameron Torgerud, Studio Pain's an art gallery and oddity shop. It's artist created and artist run. A lot of the oddity stuff is created by me. I've done a lot of photography that I show here as well. Pretty much everything I do is do-it-yourself, mixed media. I'm all self-taught, and it's a lot of trial and error. I've gotten this far by just doing it. I create a lot of jewelry using a lot of resin and natural materials, pine cones, animal bones, stuff you can just find outside. So a lot of the pine cone jewelry I make, it's from a pine cone called a knob cone, which is only found in a certain part of the United States. And it's the world's densest pine cone, so it's super dense. So when you cut it into cross sections, it doesn't fall apart like a normal pine cone would. So once it's cross sectioned, I sand it to bring out the smooth texture of it, and then I coat it in a resin. And then I add a hanger on it so you can wear it. So it's a wearable piece of natural history, essentially. I have cut out pieces of skull before, mainly for jewelry. I've used just jaw bones and stuff like that. The bones are pretty much from everywhere. I use owl pellets for some of the smaller bones, so it's a lot of mice bones. Otherwise, mink bones are good for crafting. Here's like a bird skull pendant I made. It's a real bird skull, which are super fragile, but then I put it in a bezel and coat it in a resin to protect it so it's wearable without it breaking, being super fragile. I just like how you can tell what an animal is by looking at its skull. Once you get to know them, I have like 150 different species.
My name is Samantha Leopold Sullivan, and I am a sculptor. So the piece that I have at Studio Pain, it is a pronghorn. It has short brownish fur, sort of similar to a deer. And so that's where the title of the piece comes from, is it's Antilocapra mechanica. At the time, I was very interested in cyborgs, cybernetics, mechanical irises. And so I knew I wanted to do a mechanical iris on this piece. I also saw that one side of it was more damaged than the other. So working with it, I started with the eye, figured out, oh, it needs something on its ear, it needs something in its nose, looking at where the damage was and where I could work with the piece. So to get my metal pieces in there, I had to cut some of the skin off of the taxidermy, cut out some of the support structure underneath it, and do a lot of hammering to get the metal parts to sit in there. And then the side of the face that I left alone has the original taxidermy's very nice glassy brown eye. It has a sweet little nose. That one side was damaged, so it has the wires going in it. And the ears were very soft and fuzzy.
I've crystallized skulls. I've made some into planters and hangable art on the walls. I put a lot in glass jars, make it look like a little natural scene. I don't do this as much as when I first started, but collecting roadkill, and you would have literally a rotting corpse, and then you'd have to get through all the flesh and fur and everything to the bone. Now at this point, I'll leave stuff, I'll drag it off to the side of the road and come back later and let nature do its thing, so it's already partially cleaned, and then go from there using water scrub methods. I have dermastead beetles, which are flesh-eating beetles. A lot of taxidermists or bone cleaners like me use them. So here's a piece I created. It's like a piranha plant, essentially. Or it looks like the plant from Little Shop of Horrors, I believe is the movie. It's a skunk spine with raccoon scapulas for the leaf arms. And then the head is two turtle shells with alligator teeth. And then the tongue is a taxidermy coyote tongue, so it's not real, but everything else is real. And it's in a potted plant, so it looks like a piranha plant from Mario. Sometimes I have loose teeth, and I put those just in the bezels and coat them in resin. Beauty on its own. You have to go to art shows, look at other people's art, get inspired by everyone, not just one person, taking ideas from everywhere you go in life.